Saucier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene turns the last page but one of the dossier on Demetrius.
There, in the loft of the crumbling warehouse in Shirley Road, Haidee Bergner died in my arms. Yachty Blum was dead. Tom Cutts had killed him. And in the struggle that took place only 10 minutes before, Demetrius had smashed open the skylight and disappeared into the dark and the fog across the warehouse roof. An ambulance arrived, and a doctor. I went down into Shirley Road with Colonel Fentress and the others. There was only one thing left. Demetrius, or Carl Alexis Scammell, wasn't far away.
There's one bright spot, Keane. Cuts will be in the operating theater in 10 minutes. The chap still has a chance.
He strangled Yachty Blum after he'd had that knife planted in his back.
Yes, I know that.
If Cuts dies, I'll have cost him his life.
And too late to think about that, old chap.
Demetrius is here somewhere.
Don't worry, he can't get away. Shirley Road sealed off. He could have crossed the roofs to another warehouse. The streets all round are cordoned. The docks at each end of Cork Street are closed.
Could he have got onto a ship?
Yes, conceivably. But the river is being patrolled by 3 launches. He can be in one of 3 warehouses, or under the piling of the docks, or hidden on one of only 2 ships.
I see. Well, what's the next move?
I'd like to see you clear off. Leave the rest of it to Frayne and the yard fellows.
Nothing doing. We'll start from here and cover every square inch of the ground. As far as I know, he's unarmed.
Keane, where did he shoot Haydee?
He didn't. She leapt in front of him when he opened up on me.
I see him. Did she know what she was doing?
She made up her mind to do it when he forced her to make those phone calls.
Yes, she was a strange girl, Keane.
Colonel Fentress, only I will ever know how strange.
I'm sorry, old man.
For the rest of my life, I'll be hounded by the knowledge that I could have saved her.
She was beyond saving when you first set eyes on her. Convince yourself of that.
I could have saved her.
This is neither the time nor the place. Oh, here's Ridgway.
Ridgway?
Yes, he's here with Digby Mitchell. He always said he'd be in at the kill.
They're moving on to the next warehouse, Colonel. You coming?
Yes, in a moment, Ridgway.
Keane, nothing I can say. Sorry, we couldn't have rallied round sooner.
It was my show, Ridgway. No one's fault but mine.
Inspector Frayne says we'll find Demetrius down around the dock itself somewhere. There's no skylight in the roof of either of the warehouses he could have crossed to. And he's not still up on the roofs. We've been over them inch by inch.
What have we got there?
The knife the doctor took out of Cuts. They did an emergency job on him before the ambulance left.
Got his last paratroop knife. Let's have it, will you?
What for?
I want something to remember Demetrius by. Let me have it.
Please yourself.
Where's Frayne?
Down at the corner of the docks in Shirley Road. They're wiring a portable lamp into one of the ships so they can see under the piling.
All right. See you down there.
Poor Keane. It's half off his head.
Yes, the girl died in his arms after taking the shots fired at him.
So she must have fallen for him.
No possible doubt about that, Ridgway. And there's your explanation why Demetrius preferred to stay in London and trap Keane rather than go underground and escape.
No. Keane's pretty good. I think Demetrius, or Scammell, knew too much about the way Keane worked. I think he saw the writing on the wall.
Anyway, it doesn't matter much now. Come on, Ridgway, jump in my car. We'll drive down to the dock. The light from our lamps won't do any harm.
Right.
Here we go. There. Don't mind my bringing this up, Ridgway. About your sister.
What about her?
She thinks rather a lot of Keane, doesn't she?
Thinks the sun shines out of him. Why?
I think it might be a good idea to get her on the scene pretty quickly.
I don't know. It's a bit out of my line.
Keane's taken a very bad knock, you know.
That's no reason why Margaret should take one, too. From Keane.
Mm-hmm. You may be right. But, put it up to her, will you?
I don't think I'll have to. I'd only have to tell her that Hedy Bergman's dead.
Yes, she took the only way out. Well, the girl probably died happy. If such a thing were possible for such a girl. Well, we'd better see what's happening down on the waterfront.
Safe here for a moment. Men everywhere. They'll soon be down here under the dock with lights.
Now you come out of here.
Police launches in the stream. We don't swim for it. Two ships brightly lit, one of them being worked by dockers. Well, why haven't the police stopped work on that ship? That might be our chance. We can smear ourselves with dirt and oil for just long enough. We might become one of those dockers. They work in gangs. They don't know each other. One can't hide, there's nowhere to hide. But one might pass through the cordon with a gang of dockers. One could hide in the open, working the slings under the floodlights. There has to be a way out of here.
I don't care what your men say, Frayn. He's not on the roofs, he's not in the warehouses, he's not in the streets. He must be either on the ships or under the docks.
Now, it's not a scrap of use bellowing at Frayn. We've scoured the area with 20 men. Demetrius isn't in any of the places we've searched.
I say he's on one of those two ships.
But you've spoken to the men at the top of the gangways yourself. No one's been allowed aboard that they didn't know personally. Demetrius certainly isn't under the docks, not unless he's shrunk himself to the size of a mouse.
Then where the devil is he?
Stand aside. You'll have to swing right on top of you.
Well, we should have stopped work on that ship.
Now, it's no use working yourself into a frenzy, Keane. Don't worry, we'll catch the chap. He's still in this area somewhere.
Couldn't he possibly have climbed into one of the other warehouses?
No, not from the roofs. There wasn't an opening of any sort. Look here. Are you certain he went through that skylight?
I saw him with my own eyes.
But he just caught you with an iron bar. You were dazed.
Not so dazed that I didn't see him go through the skylight.
Hmm. Frayn, here a minute. Now listen, I'll tell you chaps what I think we'd better do. And we'll go back to the original warehouse and work through it again.
Yeah?
If we'd missed Demetrius on the roofs, he might have sneaked back and got in through the skylight he originally went through.
Yeah, that
right. Now he can't get out of the area, that's certain. So, we keep searching until we find him.
Not in the warehouse, you fools. I'm here, not 15 feet from you, working in the slings with a rag round my neck and a blackened face. When these workmen leave the docks, I'm leaving with them. They're not done for yet. They'll get you yet, Major Keane.
Won't do, Colonel. He couldn't have dodged us on the roofs.
Why not?
Ask Frayn. We went over them almost in a line. 10 or 12 of us close enough to have held hands. A cat couldn't have dodged this.
What if he'd hung over the edge by his fingertips while you went past?
We even took that into account. I tell you, the man's down here on the dock somewhere.
He has to be.
Well, we're not going to run him to earth standing about arguing. Frayn, bring your chaps back to the starting point in Shirley Road. We'll go over the ground again and we'll search those other two closed warehouses. You coming, Keane?
No, I'm going to stay down here.
All right, old man, please yourself. What about you, Ridgeway?
I think I'll stick about here too, Colonel.
Right. Well, come along, shake it up. Hop in my car, Frayn. No sense in doing more traipsing about than we have to.
So, Demetrius is elusive to the very end, Keane.
He's down here somewhere, Ridgeway. I'll stake my life on it.
I'm with you. That's why I'm staying close by.
Well, if we strike him this time, I'll cope. I sent Tom Cutts into that warehouse. I let Hedy take the shots he fired at me. And then I let him get away.
Not much use blaming yourself at this stage, old man. Hey, we'd better get away from here. Here comes another sling.
I wish they'd ordered those dockers away. Oh, we know Demetrius still has another gun if we do run into
him. I asked Frayn. An urgent cargo. So long as no one goes aboard the ship, the fact that they're working on one doesn't matter. Where do we go from here?
Well, let's get over to the other side. The side of the docks he must have come from. See where I mean? That dark patch and shadow from the ship's floodlights?
Right. He must have come out of the warehouses there, Keane. Anywhere else he'd been seen. Where the devil's a blighter got to?
All right. Quiet a minute, you fellows. Now, we have to face it. Besides ourselves, the only people in our cordoned area are those dockers working over there. Demetrius has slipped through our fingers.
I refuse to believe it, Colonel. He couldn't have gone through the cordons. He couldn't have swum the river with those launches on the job. Demetrius is still right here.
Then he must be the invisible man. We're wasting our time, Keane. 5 hours we've hunted. There's not a cubic foot of space in the area we've not examined. The fellow's gone, vanished.
But he couldn't have.
Well, he's not on the ships. He's not under the docks. So where is he? Come on, Frayne. Call the men off. Not a scrap of use fooling ourselves.
Quiet. Listen.
I don't hear anything.
Listen. Do you hear it? Demetrius.
He hadn't slipped through our cordon. He was there on the dock working with the gang. He'd whistled that tune of his for the last time. It was too late for him to break the habit now. I walked across the docks, across the cobblestones through the damp and the fog, to face Demetrius.
Is ended. Listen to the next and final chapter of Dossier on Demetrius.